Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Valentine's. And yes, Tara, you're my Valentine. And I will even play a song for you in a few minutes that I downloaded especially for the Valentine's show today. And I do wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Let's, you know, we're going to skip our intro song tonight. We're going to, no wait, you know, we'll do our intro song and then we'll be right with this. Hello, everyone. It's the Red Reality Show. Joining us tonight, going to help me in the chat room, we got Miss Cherry Garcia. Say hello, everyone, to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
And we have
Valentine's Day.
And we have Paul going to join in tonight on up here on the phone lines because our normal co-host will be leaving us for some Valentine fun. So say hello to everyone, Paul.
Hi, everyone. Smooches to all the ladies.
And now, Michelle, say hello to everyone.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Michelle can't stay long with us, but she's here for now. So that's why I had an intro song that I was going to play, but we'll play that towards the middle of the show and everything. But, Michelle, how's your Valentine's Day going?
I mean, it's going, I guess.
That's how I feel.
I don't have a big date. It's a tradition. Me and all the lady girls that are single, we usually all go out and have a good time together. So it's like a ladies' night tonight.
Wait. Tara, you can't kiss Paul in the chat room. I see that.
People in the chat room? All right.
Tara is my Valentine.
She probably kisses
Valentine.
You on the lips. She's just kissing me on the cheek. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, sure.
Hi, Paul. Happy Valentine's Day.
Smooches.
Hi, Michelle. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, it's not going to be anything too crazy. I do have I have a orientation because I might be going back to school. So I'm not going to have too crazy of a time, but I am going to have fun. That I promise. But before I forget,
all
I just want to say.
All the single women.
Well, I just want to say I got the letter. Well, I got the card in the mail the other day from you guys. And, I was, just tearing up. You guys all are amazing. Everyone who had a little bit to do with the card, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And Cherry is the mastermind behind it. So we have
Cherry,
to
you're
say
a masterminder. I knew it.
Is Ben in the chat room yet?
Yes, he is.
Well,
Mr. Minogue.
I was going to say, Ben, if you want to call in a second, I want to do something. And, I should maybe wait till tomorrow night to do this. I could do it tonight a little bit. And there's going to be more people added to this list. But, Michelle, I've officially going to announce the new, or they're not new. They're people that have helped me, all year or two. But Paul and Jerry Garcia and Ben and Liz, who's kind of going to be like a fourth person, they're going to be kind of like my advisory committee and stuff. I go to Paul all the time anyways for help, so it's not like it's going to be nothing new. And Cherry, I go to her for help. Cherry's going to kind of run like the PR part of it, and Ben's going to kind of run the like the booking and stuff. And we're going to try to organize it. I do want to ask, I got some other people to, or if you're interested in helping with the show, contact me and we'll get you like involved in it. There's stuff we can do. So what do you think, Michelle, about that?
Oh, I think it's great. The more, the merrier.
Right. And that's how
make
I
our
feel.
Bigger
I mean,
family even bigger.
I mean, they're already part of the family, but I want to say this, though. It's so nice to have Louie and Michelle. They're going to, you know, they'll be staying with, you know, as co-hosts. And I need to call Ashley to see if she's going to come back for the Survivor or if we need to start looking for a new Survivor one. There's many opportunities to help me now and stuff. Michelle, do you got anything you want to talk about, I mean, before you have to go?
I'll let you. I don't think I have really anything to talk about that's major or whatever, but I'm just...
How's Grandma doing?
Grandma's
give us a Grandma's report.
Okay, I'll give you guys a Grandma report. Grandma's doing okay. She, you know, it's always good day, bad day, up, down. You got two good days, you get three bad days, and you get one. There are more bad days than good days. And what do I mean by bad days? It's not horrible. It's just that she is a little bit more feistier, a little bit more emotional. But, I mean, she's doing fine all around. But it's, she's trying to adjust, and slowly but surely she will get there at 100%. And you know, that she had a moment today because she was thinking about my grandfather. And his birthday is tomorrow, and their 61th wedding anniversary is Wednesday. So I think this week's going to be a little bit rockier than normal. But, I mean, the poor thing just lost her husband of 60-something years. So I think anybody would be like that. But she's doing good. We had, like, a big, kind of family get together yesterday, and she was having a good time. So, but yeah, Grandma's great, and I'm working on her. She's not here right now. She's at my aunt's house, but I'm working on her. She already said Manic Monday, so now we're just gonna work on the naming the host part, and we can try to get her to do an intro.
That's so
cute.
That'd
be kind of fun.
Yeah, she's so cute. And we were like, say Manic Monday. She's like, I'm not going to say, and then she said, Manic Mondays, and the way she said it, oh, my God, I just wanted to, like, grab her face and squeeze it. She's too cute. Too cute.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just one day at a time. That's all you can do.
Are you ready for...
Grandma's fantastic.
Are you ready for a Survivor to start an Amazing Race?
You
know, Louie's going to be on the Amazing Race, right?
Yeah, right. Wait, are you being serious?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. I know there was a big whole thing about that. I'm like, and he was pretty not happy about it, so I would have known if this there was a change, which I think that
yeah,
he
I'm
should be.
Yeah, I'm just playing with you.
I was like in silence for a minute. I'm like,
I know. I was going to let you finish your statement of, are you ready for Survivor and Amazing Race?
Well, you said that Louie was going to be in it. So, how could I finish it if you were talking? You were rudely interrupting me once again.
No, wait, listen to me. Okay, never mind.
He threw Michelle a curveball. I was like, huh?
That's
yeah, he's
it.
Like, wait a minute.
But now I'm waiting for the response to the question.
Oh, so you still want the response after you rudely interrupted me?
Sorry
okay.
to interrupt.
Wait, Paul.
Sorry.
I can read that chat room. I don't want to break it.
Okay.
I'm going to have to tell Paul what news he cannot break.
I'm going to do the news alert thingy. Beep, 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 beep.
But I want to finish Michelle's conversation first. Michelle,
okay, yes, I am super,
news,
duper,
though.
Duper excited for
okay.
Amazing Race and Survivor.
Okay, so...
Now, breaking
you know,
news, breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. There's another show going on right now. It's called Super Pass, and they have these couple called Brandon and Rachel, and,
yeah.
You know, they just said that they're engaged. So they're engaged. Speechless, you know?
Are you asking me or are you talking to Cherry?
Talking to all three of you guys.
Oh.
I mean, I know Paul already saw it and Cherry probably already saw it. Because Paul was going to break it and I wanted to break it. I was hoping he wasn't watching.
I hope the best for them and stay away from Skype. That's all I have to say.
You know, speaking of Skype.
Just a little strange.
Tara, what are you doing after the show? I'm just joking. I was going to say,
hey,
Tara,
what
are you doing?
Skype session later.
Yeah. A little Skyping?
No, but hey, happy Valentine's Day, I guess. Woohoo.
Yeah.
You know,
I was.
Go ahead, Paul. I know what you're getting at.
I was talking to Ron on the phone earlier, and I said, you know what? I think it was like 2 days ago, Rachel tweeted that Brendan had taken her up on a solo balloon ride, and they had their own. They were by themselves and like champagne or something like that. And I go, uh-huh. I wonder if he's going to pop the question.
See, I did see that about the hot air balloon ride, but I didn't even like think
go
about
there.
But yeah, I was. My brain didn't go there. I guess I don't know. But that's good for them. I'm really hope everything works out for them, and they need to stay just out of the networking and all that stuff. You know.
If I was Rachel, I would take away his computer.
Yeah. I would take away his computer. It's either me or the computer. Which one is that? They
hey,
have like an intervention.
Computer,
like break it
wait,
with
wait,
like a
wait,
hammer.
Wait, wait, wait. Listen
or something.
To this. No computer is going to get it between me and my man.
Oh, goodness.
You know,
yeah.
Somebody told me I should call into that show and wish Missy a happy birthday because I can call in from here.
Oh,
I don't know if I should. I don't know if I should. Do you think they'll get upset over there?
Has that ever been done before? One show calling another show?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I'm kind of I know one person over there wouldn't care, but I just don't know if you know they would want me to do that and everything. But do make sure you wish Missy a happy birthday. Our girl
yes,
Missy
make sure.
is. I was actually going to tell her to call in tonight, and see if. Man, I'm sorry, guys. I'm multitasking, and that's why I'm stuttering. We figured out when I multitask, that means I, you guys know that I'm multitasking. But
no,
anyway,
you stutter. You mean when you stutter?
Yeah. You know, when
well,
I kind of like...
I'm gonna have to bounce out right now because I, one of the ladies, I think, is arriving. So I don't mean to cut out on you guys, but this week's going to be a big week. It's going to be our 2-year anniversary and also Ron's birthday. So I will be chatting with all
wait,
you guys
wait,
again
what's
soon.
This week? Wait, what's this week?
The 2-year anniversary and Ron's birthday.
Oh, Ron's birthday.
Yeah.
It's going to be at, and the show is at 8 o'clock on Saturday, just to let you guys know, for the Saturday one. I wanted it early enough where we can have the East Coasters to call in before they go out to the bars, and I wanted it, you know, not too late for the, or, you know what I mean, the West Coasters, I wanted them to be able to call in and the East Coasters. So, Michelle, have a good Valentine's Day. And,
all right. Bye, Cherry.
And
bye,
wish
Paul.
I could play
bye,
my
Ron.
Phone.
Bye, chat room. Bye,
happy
everybody.
Valentine's
love you guys.
Day.
And if you guys could
bye,
see
Michelle.
Me right now, I'm doing a heart with my hands for all of you.
I see you.
All right. Bye, guys. Love you guys.
Have fun. Love you, too.
Okay. Now we're going to go to the next part of the session, and since we have not one of our live callers, we're supposed to have some surprise callers today. I don't know why. I have a feeling we might have some. Okay, let me just put it this way. I don't want to be straight up with you guys. It's hard to organize this week because I hesitated too much. So there's going to be a couple of nights that we might only, like tonight might be one of these days that we could, you know, not get a live or a guest tonight, I have a feeling, because they didn't get their email in time and I hesitated. But for the rest of the week, we have people that are confirmed for the date and everything. So I'm sorry if it's just me and Cherry and Paul tonight, but you guys are here. You guys can call in, and I have some stuff that I want to do. I'm trying to get a song loaded up that will start the first theme of the night, but I can't get the thing to work. It just won't work. But I do want to announce or say something. I do have a few calendars left, and because 1 month is already gone, $25 donated to me. And I got like four left. And if after you guys, if more people want to buy them, I'm probably going to make a redo of the calendar, like for the next month. So we will be able to, you guys will, who, if I run out of this copy, you'll be able to get another copy, but it will be a little different. It might have some different people in it. Might have some people added. So that's what I was going to say. So Cherry and Paul, I want you guys to talk to me about what they're talking about in the chat room, because I see what they're talking about.
Well, Jen says she'll advertise all week long to get some people in here for...
I'm talking about the other thing. What are they? Are they saying they're calling into Missy, or are they saying that I'm Sue calling?
They're wanting you to call in.
I wish my song would come up. Here, you know what? Let's do this. Let me. See, I know how we could do it, but you probably didn't sign on through the switchboard, did you, Paul?
I will try.
No, you don't have to.
Okay.
Wait, they give me the number. Oh, man.
Kind of thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
What do you mean?
That
no, see, well, I was going to tell you to go. I was going to go tell you to go to the screener caller and let you call in. And then get them on the phone line. No, get them on the phone line, and then we pop you up on the line. You understand? Here's the deal. Paul, start getting your switchboard ready. You ain't going to maybe have to use it. I have an idea. We're going to do this. And we do have a caller supposed to be calling in. Ben is in the room. Ben, you need to call into the show if you hear me. Second of all, I need at least two other people up on the phone line right now. I need at least two other phone people on my phone line right now. What we'll do, what we're going to do is I probably might take Paul, put him in, we will put you in the screening room, Paul. You get loaded up over there with them, and say that you're calling in, you know, being part of the, you know what I mean? And then when you get Missy and Chelsea on the phone line, you say that you're calling in from the Rad Reality Show, and that we all wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Can we go live? And I think that will work.
All right. Let me see if I can get on.
Or anyways, I want you guys to all call in anyways, just to let you know. I just want a phone line full anyways, because right now, and then if we get our special guest, in which Ben is AWOL right now, ain't telling me if we had any confirmed. Michelle, you're up on the air.
Hi-ho, this
so
is Kermit B. Frog here.
Holy shit. You do sound like Kermit the Frog.
That was for Jen Frog. She had sort of like wanted me to do it. So there you go, Jen. That was for you.
You do good.
Pretty good, Jen. Or Michelle.
How you guys doing? Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy B-Day to you, too.
Ron, thank you so much for sending out.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
That's it.
Jen's on hold.
Yeah, I know. I see.
That
was awesome. Did you get your calendar in the mail today?
No, I didn't. Thank you, though, for sending that out to Kim. I wrote in the chat room early. I actually cried when she told me she got it. So thank you.
You know what? I wanted everyone to say this to her now that I can officially really say it. I was so honored that Michelle did that for her. I'm glad that you bought one for her because she really made me feel good too. And I did sign hers. You didn't tell me to sign yours, right? You didn't want
me
to sign yours, right?
No, I just wanted hers. I wasn't sure, and she told me. I asked her if it was, and yeah, I said axed. I asked her if she if it was signed, and she thought that everyone's was signed, and I was like, no, look at it. See if it looked like it was a Photoshop sign. And she goes, oh, no, it looks like a Sharpie. So then that's when I really broke down. So really, I'm so touched by it. Thank you so much, Ron.
No, really. I only signed people's that wanted me to sign it, and then I'm hoping you guys can get it signed by other people, too, that you guys meet up with. And, Ben asked me to sign his. I know Pam asked me to sign hers, so it was only if you asked me to. I mean, if you guys didn't have the, my autograph's worth $1 million. You know that, right? I'm just joking.
I'm sure it is.
I'm
sure it is.
It's probably worth 2 cents. You know, I've always wanted to put it on eBay. Now, listen to me. This is something I've always wanted to do. I wanted to put it on eBay. Started out at a penny.
Okay.
Jen, would you buy it?
I'm a hair, yeah, I would buy. Yes, for sure. Put it up there.
My autograph for a penny?
Sure, for a penny,
see,
of course.
I think people would bid on it.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they would. It's a way to make money.
You know what I really was thinking about doing is taking one of the pictures from the uni and getting that blown up. You know, like
you
in an 8x10.
Yeah, do that.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. I was just going to sign an index card. Okay, we got one more girl up on the phone line. And Paul, are you getting ready over there, bud?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Jen.
Hey. Hey, guys.
And
Jessica's
joining the phone line.
And hi,
Jessica's
Jen.
Phoning,
and Ron, I
yeah.
think
boom,
I am.
Boom, boom.
You think you have it? Don't worry about it. It's not... Hey, Michelle, can you do something? Do you know how to three-way call? Does anybody know how to three-way call up here?
I do.
Cherry, would you?
Do
why don't
phone.
You call? No, Cherry, you call in by three-way call. Cause
see,
Paul,
they know
Paul,
my phone number. They know my phone number, but I don't want to do
it.
It
doesn't matter. I don't think they will care personally.
Somebody's
private
messaged me the phone number.
I just don't want to do it on the line and on
you.
Air, and then us. But I would rather get it set up and have them over there, and then we flip over. So Cherry,
private
message
me the
phone
number.
Go ahead and call. I don't know. You're gonna have to find
it
in the chat
it.
Room.
Hold on.
All right. Wait a second.
And,
wait. So you know, like, they've been, like, talking for a half an hour lately on the show before they take any calls. So you might be on hold.
Oh, so we got about 6 minutes?
Yeah, you might be on hold.
You know, Cherry, why don't you tell the screen caller, tell the screen caller that you have Missy's best friend on the phone line, that it will be the truth, that you have Missy's, you know, one of her best friends on the phone line, and that they're doing their show right now But they would all, upon the phone line, would like to wish Missy a happy birthday, and tell them all happy Valentine's Day, and that we ain't gonna spend. So they might get us in sooner.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Hey, okay, I'll be right back.
Hey, Cherry.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, say I'm on the line too. Not to.
But Jess is on the phone waiting for you to run.
Okay. I'll be right
Jess
back.
Jess already picked up. I told her.
Oh,
that.
I didn't know
oh,
that.
Okay.
Hey, Jess. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Jess.
Oh, my God. Can you just preach for me, please?
Guys, I want just to let you guys know, if I see the number that we're looking for, I'm going to probably mute you all.
No, that's fine.
Casey's supposed to maybe call in tonight, and Rennie.
Okay.
Those are the two. Casey and Rennie was supposed to call in tonight. Or let me put it this way. That's the ones we ran slow. I ran slow. It's my fault. I'll blame myself, not Ben. Ben had their confirmed last week for sometime this week, and I kind of was like, I didn't know what I wanted on this day. I wanted to do a couple show, but guys, I'll be honest with you, and anybody listened to the show last night know what happened last night. My hands start, you know, I've just had a really shitty past couple days, and it's just been really bad. And that's something I wanted to, this coming Thursday, so I will tell you this much.
Okay,
I know
guys,
we have a
next
guest. Oh, really? Okay.
Hey, Jess.
I heard you. I just didn't say hi back right now.
Guys, hey, listen to me. You all go ahead. Do not talk, but I'm going to say when Cherry talks first, I'm going to say happy birthday to her, and then we're going to say all of us, I'll address you guys to say something, okay? So when they come up, and then we just say wish them happy Valentine's Day, and that, because we don't want us to all talk at the same time. So not you know. So do you guys want to say happy birthday, like a fast version of it?
No.
Yeah. No. Just say happy birthday.
Just say happy birthday.
Yeah.
They're probably
like
overloaded.
A band-aid get over with.
They're probably
yeah,
overloaded.
Me too. Wow.
Should I say hi, Missy? I have a surprise for you.
Yes.
Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Missy.
Hey.
How are you, girls?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to say happy birthday to Missy and happy Valentine's Day to you girls. I have somebody special on the line with me.
Who do you have?
I have Ron Red.
Hey, Missy. Hey, Chelsea.
Oh.
Happy Valentine's Day. But you know what? I hear there's a birthday today, too. Happy birthday to you, Missy. And we got some callers. And you're live on the Rad Reality Show, too, just to let you know. We're simulcasting this for a second. So, girls, say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Missy.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Missy.
We
love
hey,
you,
Missy. Happy birthday, Missy.
And is Brandon and Rachel there, too? Hey.
Brandon and Rachel.
We love you guys. Congratulations.
Hi, Rachel. Congratulations.
Yeah, you guys can call in and talk about it this week sometime. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Love you guys. And yes,
thanks,
you're
no
right.
No problem.
Thanks for calling, guys.
Love yous.
No problem. We love you guys.
Bye.
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 Hey, that went a whole lot better than I thought it would.
That was awesome.
That did.
Okay, guys. That was cool. I do have to say. And you know what was so funny about it is Ben had Chelsea maybe calling in on Monday, and I was like, how did he give Chelsea a call in on Monday? I wonder if they switched up the hour. Not thinking, she probably. I don't think they meant to. Were they going to do this at 7 o'clock all week?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I don't know why she thought she could call into my show unless she thought the time zone. Us bookers for the show need to stop thinking. Everyone forgets that it's East Coast.
He did remove her from the calendar today, so
they're talking about how everybody just called on this show onto their show, and Brennan just said that he loves it.
Yeah, keep on telling us what's happening over there.
No, and then they just picked up another caller. That was it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
I'm glad. I'm glad they didn't hate me for doing that.
Nah, how could they?
Wait. Tell Cherry.
I thought it was fun.
Cherry, how can they hate me over there? I mean, honestly, I'm just saying. I mean, Missy loves me. Chelsea, they ain't gonna. And that's why I wasn't hesitating for us doing it. I just didn't want to. I didn't want them to have our switchboard up on their. Let me put it this way. It's when we called out, I wanted to be able to pop over for we could keep on talking and us that are listening over here.
It worked out perfect, Jonas, this way.
So it worked perfect. That was so cute.
I love three-way calling.
I'm tickled. And I'm just like, because I'm kind of like, it was kind of fun. Because did you hear them when they said, oh, no, or something like that, about the, being, that we're together on the same. But, that was kind of cool part about it is how many, damn song. Okay, guys, I got the song trying to load up, and I don't know what the frick is taking so long about the freaking. Sorry.
Calm down,
Calm down. Ron, ADD just sets in sometimes, and it's hysterical when it does. I love it.
What did you say?
I said the ADD sets in sometimes, and I just love it. It was perfect. You're in the middle of talking, and I was like, oh, darn song. Left turn.
Yeah. Michelle just called me out on that. It's so ADD of me. But it bugs me. It bugs the shit out of me. I don't have it loaded up, or I would. No, I'm trying to play a song for Tara and all my other Valentine's.
Now, I don't know, because I haven't done the switchboard that often, but is it in the list and you're just having trouble playing it? Should I try, or?
No, I just can't find it. I can't find it.
Oh, I gotcha.
Is it loaded on yours?
What's the
Did
name?
Did you get it up? It says Wanna. It's WANNA.
Walk This Way, We Are There. No.
No, it's not there. It says it's processing. How can it be freaking processing still? I loaded it a long time ago. Let me do this. Let me retry to add it. And you guys, listen,
right.
I want to do this. Why don't we do this? I wanted to talk about the funniest gift you ever got for Valentine's Day. Does anybody here up on the phone line have a story about that?
I don't celebrate.
No, wait. I want to hear Michelle's. Yeah, let's do that first. Funniest gift. Funniest gift. Any funny gifts?
Well, I don't know if you can consider it, like, a gift, but I was reading the newspaper, and, yeah, sure enough, I see me and my significant other picture in the heart in the paper, in the local paper, for Valentine's Day. Was not expecting it. Not sure if that's the... Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
Did you know they were going to do it?
Obviously not. It was a surprise. I would have never let that go through.
Why not?
Because she was a psycho freaking ex, crazy bitch. And I was already having issues, so
I didn't want
it out there.
Holy shit. All right.
We have a convert from Super Pass that came to join us because they were listening.
Oh, shit.
No, but Fritz just came into the room.
Yeah.
I got a song for Fritz, too. I've been meaning to upload that sometime. But it's a song that I like.
Oh,
and,
no.
Let's see if this one works. But yeah, Jen Frog, I know you must have a gift that somebody gave you that you thought was crazy.
I don't have any crazy ones. I got dumped on Valentine's Day. I was like 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I give him a hard time. I call him every year, too. I cuss him out. Yeah. So I'll be calling him tonight, too. Yeah. But no, we're still friends and stuff.
So your brother forgot?
I don't have a brother.
I'm joking. I know. I just was being a smartass. I was trying to be joke, and it failed.
No, I didn't get any weird stuff over the years. It's weird. Mostly flowers and chocolate and the normal stuff.
You know what my funniest gift I ever got was a knife in the mail.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It said, I'm coming
legal?
To cut you. No, I'm joking, guys. I know
I'm like
knife
ready,
in the mail.
I'm ready to like take that story into another whole direction, and I'm like, wait.
I couldn't think of anything bad, though. You know what?
Oh,
you know, it's been, Gabor.
Oh, Gabor. Oh. Wait, what? It says Christina Gabor. What does that mean?
She's saying that's Christina.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, Jeff.
Okay, man, this is what a way to kick off anniversary week.
Hey,
and
upload process tell you 20%, 30%, does it show you how much is loading or no?
No.
Okay. Oh well.
It's okay. I'm trying to think what we should do while we wait for the song to upload and stuff. But
play a game.
Listen. Oh, you know what? I was going to play a game. Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I feel so unprepared tonight. I was so unprepared. I have to...
Ron, you're throwing us a Valentine's Day party for all this.
Exactly.
We're having it.
Yeah, we'll have...
I know, but I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, I feel so unprepared because I normally... Okay, let me... I don't know if you noticed the smoothness of the shows lately. It's been a little more smoother lately. That's because Ron writes it down. Well, Ron decided to get up and do some stuff before the show started, so I never got back on time to write the stuff down. And that's my fault. And I've just been really like lackadaisical today, just to let you guys know, because I'm having a hard time breathing because of the, you know, it's hot down here, so I kind of it's just been one of those days. So we will play a game, and I have a game we can play, but I gotta think, you gotta remember what it was, because I had one prepared on my thing. But I'm really wanting this song to play because there's a topic about the song that I want to play. But let's do this. I want to play a game called Are They Together or Are They Separate? But you know what? I want you guys to ask me the questions.
Oh, gosh.
Are they together or are they separate?
Yes. So ask me a couple. You know, like Angela Jolene and Brad
Kristen.
Hell no.
No, we'll keep
that's
it.
An example.
You know, yeah, something like that. So, Michelle, you got any good ones?
No, nothing that would you guys would know about. So no, I'm thinking you'll have. I take a pass right now. Can you come back, please?
How about you, Jen? You got any couples that you think?
You took my Angelina and Brad one, so I give up. I don't know. I'm not really up to my reality people, I guess.
Oh, I have a good one.
Okay, Jeff, go.
We good?
Trista Wren and Ryan Sutter. Give me an easy one.
Who and who?
They're from The Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And I know the answer.
They broke up.
No, they're still together. They've been married for 7 years, and they have 2 kids.
Hmm. 1 point.
Yes.
Now
finally,
it's my turn.
To get us up
Wait. From. Now it's my turn to give one to Jess.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Joe Barber and Dusty.
Negative.
No.
Dustin and Joe Barber?
That was over before it was even shown on air.
Right?
Yeah, no. That's why. So, Michelle, now you can ask somebody if you have one, or you can pass it.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that you guys would know. I mean, it's...
How do you know? Ask it anyways. Just go for it. Any celebrity?
Name a celebrity. Lily Tomlin and Steve Martin.
No, they're not together.
Correct. Why?
Because Lily Tomlin, isn't she dead?
Lily Tomlin?
Oh, shit.
Dead.
What?
Lily Tomlin is not
Wait,
dead.
Wait,
are
One no,
ringy dingy,
one
two
that
ringy
was
dingy. She's not dead.
No, is she the one from, what show was she on?
Well, let's start with Laughing, and then she did some guest appearances on Desperate Housewives, and she did
she
Incredible
then.
Shrinking Woman, and
didn't she in Saturday Night Live?
9 to 5.
Wasn't she in Saturday
that.
Night Live? Didn't she do Saturday Night Live? She sat in a chair?
She was Edith Ann. She goes, my name is Edith Ann, and I'm 5 years old.
Yeah, I know why she's not with Steve Martin.
Why?
Because Steve Martin goes for straight guy girls.
That a boy. Ding, ding.
Yeah, I thought maybe she was gay. Thank you, that girl.
Yeah, like, you know. Thanks, TV, for having my
Sherry
back.
Sherry Garcia. You got one for us.
I'm going to pass.
Oh, I have another one.
Jess is going to take over for me.
Okay, should I go?
Go.
Go.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga and Luke Carl.
I say no.
They're together.
I don't think so.
Any other guesses? No. They are.
No, which one's right?
They are together.
I was right.
Huh.
Christina's
okay,
got
my
one.
Okay, my turn.
There,
Christina posted one.
We have one in the chat room.
Yeah, she posted in the chat room. Steve Meyer and Annie
Anna Paquin. Can I answer?
Yeah,
I know
go ahead.
Answer? Yes, they're married.
How about this one, guys? Here's one. Ashton Kutcher and Debbie Moore.
Together.
Yeah. They're back together, yeah. They're together.
Yeah, I knew they were. Now, there's so many that are broken up these days. They're together,
yeah.
Ain't they?
Oh, Ryan Seacrest over?
And Dan Huff.
Brunchel? Sorry.
Whose show's over?
The Brunchel one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's quick.
Danny, isn't Ryan Seacrest and Huff getting married
Julianne
or something
Huff?
Like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't she getting married to him? Or ain't they engaged?
I think they're just dating.
Okay, I thought I heard something about them getting engaged. What about this one, Simon and Paula?
No.
That's like
there's
Paula
a good one.
And Emilio Estevez.
They're broken up. Ashley and Pete is broken up. I know that.
Yeah, they broke up.
Oh, yeah, they got divorced.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
So,
Kristen, it's
Kristen and Vampire Boy still together?
Probably.
No. I don't think that they are, but
I mean, there's
tons of rumors, but I really don't think he is. Yeah, Ricky Mom, Christina is going to be all over me right now.
I know, that's why I'm talking about them. You know what's so, you know who, you know, what is your favorite celebrity couple? Who's your favorites?
Jerry, Lady Gaga and
Michelle.
I really don't. I don't have a favorite.
You
I don't
have nobody that you. You know, I do. I have a bunch of them. There's so many of the. I know my favorite reality couple. Can anybody guess my favorite reality couple?
Jeff and Jordan.
Jeff and Jordan.
Nope. Jeff and Jordan.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Who is left?
Oh, I bet I know.
Erica.
Erica.
What? Who? Wait, who said that? Jerry.
I did.
Hello? Who did you say?
Erica.
And?
I'm trying to remember. Is it? Gosh, I can't
Adam.
Remember his Adam. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite, but that's because I met them and they're good friends and everything.
Emba
No, they're divorced. Here's one. Let's see if you guys know this one. How about Ron and Corey?
No.
Oh, you guys are still together. There's no way you would have left her.
we're on a separation. Yeah.
Oh, she heard you. She heard you drooling over Carrie the other day. Is that it?
No, she knew I had a new
what
Valentine.
Was her name?
I wasn't drooling over her.
Oh yeah.
No, honestly, we're just in two different worlds right now, but. And everything, so I'll say we're separated. We never were married, just to let you guys all know.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's the best kind of marriage. That's the best kind of marriage when you're not really married.
A Facebook marriage.
Oh, come on, let's just put it out there. The virtual marriage can't be beat.
Right?
Right.
You know what? The reason me and her did it in the first place. And put it up on there was now I am yeah because Tara's my Valentine's today. The reason I you know me and her did it and we put it up there was when she first came on the show, she was on the show all the time, and we talked all the time, and I was always talking about her, and people were saying that like you two are like married couples, you know. We would talk every day, and we really became best friends. I mean, we really became best friends, and I still am her best friend, and I would do anything, what I could do. Right now, you know, with my health-wise, it's just not, you know. But we decided to do it, and I, you know, it was kind of fun, actually. And we, if ever, I think... I don't know. I'm just saying she's just somebody that I'm always going to have a, you know, she's my friend, you know, and I'm so glad that she came into the show that, you know, and speaking of shows and everything, and this is my anniversary week, you know, stories like that is just what makes this show the past 2 years so great. You know, honestly, what I want you guys to do, you know, we're gonna switch topics real quick, and
right turn.
it's a big right turn. But here's the deal: what I want you guys to do, okay? And I'm gonna give you guys time to think before, so don't start talking about it. And if anybody else wants
I'm
to
out.
Do it, then call in.
If anybody else wants to,
it's gonna be really simple. If anybody should be scared, it's me.
No, Michelle, it can't be. No, literally.
But I'm gonna play Chase on. I'm gonna play Chase on right now. Buzz back, I don't have his drops done yet. I need to do that tomorrow. And what I want you guys to do, and anybody that, you know, is in the chat room, if they want to call in, or if Cherry sees a question in the chat room and she wants to ask it from the chat room, if you guys want to ask it, we got a few minutes, and I want you guys to interview me with what happened in the we'll talk about the past 2 years. Ask questions maybe, you know, like who was my favorite guest, you know, if you want to. You know, don't go too personal, you know, but, you know, just if you, I'm going to give you the opportunity to ask me questions for the past 2 years. So let's play this on.
I want
you guys to. No, I said 2 years. I started to say 20 years. Don't know where I was thinking. So here, I'm going to play this on and let you guys think about it.
Too fast, my head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. Couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back. I got my buzz back. Yeah. 7 digits sitting in my phone. The thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans. And maybe tonight we can do it again. Yeah, got the nerve to call her.
Season 10 and Season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts, it's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders, and I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
You are listening to the Rad Reality Show, and I just made some ooey gooey cookies with Ron and Michelle.
Thank you. Okay.
Right.
First of all, we got a caller. Paul, can you screen that thing?
Is it the 289?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just make sure. I want to know if it's a guest or if it's.
Okay.
If it's, okay. Let's. I'm gonna go ahead and do the. What we started out. So, okay, who's gonna go first? Ask me a question.
I can.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So, you had 2 long years. So, Ron, who was your first interview, and what question did you ask that you now regret to that first person?
Well, honestly, my first guest was Michelle Costa, because
okay.
Michelle called in, and then she brought April, and then she brought Jesse. So it's kind of like those three were there, and it really, can I answer it? It wasn't a question that I regret. I regret that I didn't know the booking of the show, because it was my birthday, remember, too, because my birthday was like 2 days after, and they were booking it for me. They wanted to surprise me, and they wanted to just, you know, bring people in. Only person I knew was Michelle. And Keisha called in, and it was the first time April and Keisha ever talked to each other outside of the house. And April was actually my first interview. And guys, just to let you know, we're working on something for Thursday to kick out the show that is going to be awesome, and it will bring tears to my eyes if we can pull it off. But so my question I would have to say would be not really a question, but I regret that I didn't take control of that show, and that because I really felt bad because Keisha and those guys. So that's it.
Okay. Good enough.
Hey, Ron?
Anybody else? Yeah, I see who's on the line. So, is there another question up here on the panel first?
Yes.
And then I want to bring our...
I have a question.
Paul, do you have one? Anybody?
Can I ask Kim?
I have a question first, Jess. Ron.
Okay.
Which was the first show that I ever called in?
The Michelle Noonan.
Oh, geez, that wasn't very hard, was it?
No, you don't have to ask me, like, trivia questions. Ask me, I mean, I like what Michelle's instruction was, actually. Cherry, do we have any chat questions that people are asking you to ask me?
Yes, we do. Kim asked, over the last 2 years, who was your most memorable call-in?
My most memorable call-in?
Your most memorable. And then I have another one after that, if you have time to take it.
Hell, you know, there's been so many. But you can ask Paul this question, too. And every time I talk to Paul after a show, and we do a show, I've done a show, it's like, oh, that was the greatest show ever. Can you believe they called in? I would have to say the greatest one, my greatest memory was, I got a few. Like, Jeff Conway was awesome, because I was a huge fan of Grease, and to be able to talk to him, and I know what it is. Oh, duh! It's when Eric called me her soulmate. It was actually the second show. Me and her have been friends already, and she said, "Yeah, we're almost like soulmates," you know. And I'm like, "Or we're like soulmates," and that was a memorable moment. There's so many of them. Hey, let's go ahead and pick up the caller. Okay, the note that I got put on there, it says my sweetheart. So it must be Tara.
It is.
Do you have a question for me?
Do I have a question for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Who have you always wanted to get on the show but never could?
Who have I always wanted to... get on the show, but
like
never
a star.
Could.
Like, yeah.
There's a bunch of them. But
your
if I had one, but if do we want to go reality? Do we want to keep it to reality?
No, you can do whatever you want.
If I could have one person call into the show and interview them on my show, I would have to say, honestly, there's like I got like it would have to be Ryan Sandberg of the Chicago Cubs. Now, if I went baseball wise, if I took off of, you know, the reality show, Ryan Sandberg would be one. But I would have to say, reality wise, I've interviewed so many of them. But Dr. Will, maybe.
Good one.
I don't know. I really don't know. There's so many of them. So many. Because I've, you know, the newer cast, I've interviewed them lots. But and then right now, I want Jimmy Farrell. Farrell, so bad.
Fallon.
He's my Fallon. Yeah, Fallon. I knew that. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, I want him on the show, just to be able to tell him how much I admire him. Oh, Adam Sandler too, which I've been trying to get his son. I would love to interview Adam Sandler. Fuck Russell, if it's the Survivor one. I really have Robin Amber. Okay, anybody else up here want to throw me a question? Jerry,
she
you can
my question,
throw
so.
Chat ones.
Okay, Mappy would like to know, what made you decide to host a radio show, and was it always geared toward reality people?
Okay, the short version of the story is that I wanted to do a show for a long time because my education was in broadcast communications, but I could never get what I, you know, it was hard to find a job, you know, in the radio station. And I started to help with Big Brother people. And then I went to this place called Nine Live, Now Live. And I met up with a penthouse model. Her name was Heather Elizabeth. And I helped her with a show over there. And I saw how easy it was to run that show. So it was kind of like I wanted to do one of my own. And the reason I picked reality was because I wanted sports, but sports would have been hard to keep the guests, I think, flow going. So reality was such a big thing. And I was already into Big Brother. And everyone knew me already in Big Brother. And I already knew Missy. And it was just finding that right person to co-host with me. You know what I mean? So that's why. And I like talking instead of typing. So I was tired of chat rooms, like user playing, that always gave me viruses.
I have another quick question for you, Ryan. What was your most difficult interview?
My most difficult interview. First of all, I got to say this. Tell her I'm okay. I'm not hungry right now, but I'll have a chicken one soon. That's an inside joke for me and Daly. My most difficult interview. There's a couple of them. It's when Chicken George called in and said he was Betty Crocker. No, that's not my most difficult one. Okay, I will tell you this. Let me put it this way. I'm not going to tell you my most difficult one, but I was going to tell you the one that I really hated the most was Brian from Big Brother 10.
Hey,
he called
nine.
In. No, 10.
Oh, Brian.
Brian.
Okay.
You know, yeah, he called in to one of the shows, and it was, I think, like after Rainbow or something like that, and April and Michelle got him to call in, and he went off on some of my chatters even, and I really was disappointed in it, and he kind of was my least favorite guest of all time, and it was difficult to talk with him. Brian, like in can't last longer than the first week.
Yeah.
Brian. But yeah. Brian Hart. But yeah, I would say that one, if you wanted, if we went that direction, like difficult in a sense of like somebody that I just don't, you know, care to interview again. Anybody else?
I have another question.
Okay.
All right. So, of all the people that you have met and people that you have heard or chatted with, who is the most, like, deceptive, either in their voice or their looks or their mannerisms? Like, the way you pictured them, you know, chatting or on the phone to when you actually met them, and how far off of their personality were they when they when you finally saw them in person?
Okay, so you want me to, somebody that I have met, talked with, and, you know, like in, on the show, but then I met them in Vegas, because the only place I've met anybody was in Vegas, other than Corey.
Okay.
Let me think about that for a second then. Oh, that's a damn tough one, because, and, are you wanting negative or positive?
Whatever it is that you want to project out, it's always going to be good. Whether it's negative or positive.
No, I mean, what I'm trying to get at is it somebody that I thought maybe was going to be worse, and then when I met him, it was better?
Both.
Oh, okay, we can do both. I think I can do both.
Okay.
Oh, man, people better not be listening to the show from the past. Because
I mean, everybody's impressions are always different. I mean, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Okay, let me put it this way. I'll give you one of them, and I'm going to try to spin it in a way that it sounds good. Because I don't want, because it became good, but it was just different. Lydia was one that I thought was going to be a little different, live, and she ended up not to be like I thought she was. And then, but by the end of the weekend, I saw a different Lydia. So I think it was just her personality at the time when I first met her that kind of made me feel like. You know what I mean?
So maybe
like when
you
first met her.
You thought she was more polarizing before you met her, and maybe she wasn't as polarizing, and then she broke that shell. It was completely the opposite?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, in a sense of, like, it was like when I first met her was during the meet and greet, okay, over at the Vegas Bash, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I thought, it wasn't, no, studio is not the word. It was like, I thought she was going to be, I don't know, I thought she was going to be a little bit more open, because she's really an open, out there person, type person. And I don't know, it was different. I'll be honest with you, this is a hard question, because everyone that I met at Vegas was pretty much like I thought they were going to be. And that's why I picked her, was because she's the only one that was a little different than I thought she was going to be. And then by the end of the weekend, she seemed to be more relaxed. I've been told, and I think this is the truth, is that she has a tendency I think you got to warm up to people. And maybe that's why I think it was. Yeah, that's it. She was a little more quieter and a little more reserved, and by the end of the weekend, she seemed to have came out of her shell. So that's, Lydia would be the one that I would have to say.
Thanks.
None of what you just described surprised me. I could have probably predicted that too, Ron.
Yeah, I didn't think, I mean.
I'll tell you who really shocked me in Vegas was Jesse, because I've always been one that could not stomach Jesse, and boy did he shock me in Vegas.
I'm going to answer a question, but you didn't really ask it, but you know the person that I thought was just like I thought they were going to be like the most, and that was Nick from BB8. He was just like I thought he was going to be like. And he's, you know, he was a He's been a friend since the season came out, and he even knew the, what amazed me was I came up to him. He knew who I was. He said he even stalks my Facebook. You know, yeah, he knew who I was. You know, and it's just, you know, Nick. I would have to say Nick was the one that I. But I'll tell you this too, though. Speaking of Jesse, Jesse's the one that. Jesse's the one that had changed my opinion on the show the most about somebody and how he talks on the show. And anybody that knows me and listens to the show knows that I think Jesse's the best. So, any more questions? I'm kind of having fun doing this. This is kind of cool. You guys get a little, you know, inside of me for the...
So along the same question lines, you talked about Jesse and your feelings prior to actually getting to know him after seeing him on the shows. Who are some of the other people that you had an opinion of prior to them coming onto the show and you getting to know them that you changed your opinion of them? In other words, if you hated Jesse while he was on Big Brother, this is an example, and then you found him to be totally different, are there other celebrities? How about, for instance, Wes from The Bachelor?
Nah, he was like I thought he would be. I like him. And I thought I liked him then and liked him there. Oh, man. There's one I want to say. Somebody that I didn't like, but now I like, because they came on the show and I kind of, you know, there's a few of them like that, though. Wow. Some hard ones for me, because I'm thinking of all the guests and all the shows that I've done, and, you know what I mean? I want to say, oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm speechless.
Yeah. How about...
I'm trying to think of somebody... There's a few like that. They've called in and I'm looking forward to Coach Wade this week. We got Coach Wade coming in on Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he is, and how he compares to what he was on the show. So and then I'm kind of would have to say, okay, let me think. I know there's people out there that I just who got on your nerves? Nobody. See, this is the thing. I haven't really had anybody on my nerves. I'm other than Brian has been the only one that I really, and I'm trying not to bite my tongue on people too. I am biting my tongue on a couple people, I'll be honest with you, that I want to say, but I just don't know how to say it without it coming across like I want it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of the list of people that have been on the show too. There's been so many, and like the Hell's Kitchen people. Now the Hell's Kitchen people were so much different when they called in. You know, they were like crazy. I mean, we went crazy. I'm trying to think of like Amazing Racers. I mean, we've had so many guests on the show, and so many people. Any other questions, too, though?
What was the best game you played on your show? The most memorable and best game you've played? And I mean, I know you fly by the seat of your pants sometimes, and not literally, but. You do on the show sometimes just come up with games. So what's a game that you played and maybe have played it like 2, 3, 4 times that you actually had some like really great times and great results with? And no, I don't do this for a living.
My favorite game that I played, since I'm doing games, I started the games more towards now anyways. In the beginning, I wasn't doing games as much. But I think something like any of the trivia stuff, you know, that we do, or any kind of like, you know, I kind of liked the cop one we did too, Busted or Not Busted, and in the games I'm got more games coming up. I think that's something I want to do more of because I want to be more interactive with you guys. See, this is the thing that I love about my show. I want more interactive. I really do. I really want to be more interactive. I want the show to be just like more interactive than ever, and have it not just you know, we have a guest, blah blah blah. I never wanted a chat show. You know, where you call in and you chatted with the, you know, that's what chat rooms are for. You know what I mean? I wanted to have a talk show, and that's kind of where the game. So I think there's not been a game that I really stuck in my head. You know what game? Okay, Michelle, I'll answer your question now. I take it back. It was the Vegas Bash one altogether. I hate to say it, but that week for the Vegas, or those times for the Vegas Bash one, even though we messed up, right, Paul? At times, Paul forgot to unmute himself after he came back from the screen room, so I had to unmute him. Paul.
Oops, I could have unmuted myself, I guess, but... It was, for people, it was not... Before the Vegas Bash, it was prior to Big Brother starting, and the prize was a Vegas Bash ticket. It was that week of, or a couple weeks.
No,
whatever.
But no, I'm not. Even though we're not, that doesn't matter. I'm just saying, even though we had heartaches, wasn't that still fun?
Oh yeah.
That's the question was, what was my favorite game? And I said that was probably my favorite game. But, Michelle, there's going to be a lot more to come.
Good. You know you got me, so I'm here, you know.
I think that's the winner. And I do want to ask some people to tell me what ones they've enjoyed themselves, too. So let's bring Ben up for he can tell us some news, maybe. And but, Cherry, ask your question first before Ben starts talking.
If you could have one person, anyone at all, for 1 hour to interview, who would it be?
Barbara Walters. You guys didn't laugh. I was trying to be funny. Now, if I could have one person to interview for an hour, Jim Belushi.
Wow.
And half the time we would talk about his brother and just, you know, John Belushi. I am a major Belushi fan. Both of them are two of my most favorite actors. And it was a toss between him and Bill Murray, actually. Sorry. Yeah. Now, if I wanted to go with a female, person, I would have to say, somebody like Jennifer Aniston. You know, the cast of Friends. I'd like to have the cast of Friends, the six of them, for an hour.
Jennifer was just on Chelsea Lately last night.
So, Ben, what's up, man?
That was a repeat last night, right? Yeah.
Ben.
Hello?
Paging Ben.
Hello?
Ben?
Oh? This is Paco.
Hello? Ben? Is this Paco?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Do you have the theme music? I can theme music.
Theme
you. Hello?
You know, we screen our calls now, so we know it's you, Ben. So don't try to overcome us.
Me, I'm over here. What's up? Who's that?
I don't know. Nope. But anyways, so anything new happening over there with you, Ben?
All kinds of grief and misery. I've been dealing with the nightmare pretty much all afternoon and evening. So I haven't really been listening to the show. Did anybody show up? Did Casey show up or Rennie?
No, don't worry about it. Too. We actually bombarded the Superpass.
Oh,
we called Superpass.
Crash
and
run.
Wish Missy. We sent happy birthday to Missy.
Good.
So good.
I tried to get Chelsea.
We'll talk later tonight. And get Tuesday squared away, and because I gotta make a couple calls after the show to a couple people,
and we're
gonna have some guests. I know we have at least Carly's calling in tomorrow, and I'm hoping to do a couple of give you guys some surprises. If not, I know Thursday and Saturday is gonna be full of surprises, so I just don't think we need
Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I already told him about Wednesday. Yeah,
did you?
I already told
him. What'd you tell him?
Coach Wade.
Yes.
I already told him. We've been reminiscing with the show.
Nice.
And asking me questions. Do you have a question to ask me? I'm pretty much been open to anything.
Okay, did I ever tell you about my story about me meeting Barbara Walters in Boston back in...
No, you're interviewing me.
Oh.
We don't care about that.
Well, he said ask you a question. So I was asking a question. Did I ever tell you that story? But no.
Let
me think.
And we've
okay,
been asking Ron, we've been interviewing him about the memories and things about his show over the last couple of years.
All right, the girl that used to co-host with you, I can't think of her. Her name's slipping my mind. She went into the Navy. She called us from, I think, Asia. What's that?
Miss Shea. Shannon.
Yes. She's from the Navy, right? And she called us when did she call us last? That's my question.
Last year for the show.
It was the mega show, right?
No, it was Wednesday, I think.
Was
one of the shows during the anniversary week.
Oh, it was the anniversary week. Okay, so it wasn't the race.
No,
the
no, it wasn't the big maze, no.
Okay. All right, I was just trying to remember, because I remember she had called in. I was on that show, but I couldn't remember whether
the people that don't know who we're talking about, Shannon was my first co-host, and she decided to leave me to go into the Navy. So.
Yeah, and now she's like a big deal in the Navy.
I think she's actually getting married and maybe pregnant.
Wow.
I was hoping to get a hold of her and get her to call in.
Well, we got all
sometime
week.
This week.
Good idea.
But really, guys, it's been fun 2 years, and I don't know. I think the third year is going to be even bigger. Like I told you guys, I got the three of them involved now, and I'm hoping to get Jen Frog maybe to help out a little bit, and anybody else, and Michelle.
Yes.
I'm going to do this on air, actually. I have a couple ideas to corp you into the show with, like little segments.
Really?
And I want to talk to you about that sometime soon. Yeah, this week, I won't do it this week, but there's, I think you would be good at them.
Okay.
It'd be like you calling in and you have your little 5 minutes of on the show time. So.
A Michelle rant.
A Michelle rant? Oh, my God, I have a book.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought you would have some. You actually made me think of this when I read your Facebook last week, and you were writing about your landlord.
My butthead landlord. Yes.
And then another one I want to do is start like a people's court case once in a while.
I have plenty that I can throw up there too.
So we're going to have some fun.
All right, I'm down.
It's going to be a fun 2011. 3 years going to go by fast. The third year is going to go by fast. And I thank you for the people that have started to come this year. And like I've been, preaching to us and talking to us, invite somebody. If everyone can invite one person, we'll have more people and and if you know a website that they want to can host the show, little format thing, maybe they would ask them if they would like to pop my my little player up on their site, or see if we can do something, work something out. The show's for you guys. The more people that help, the better the show can get. And and remember, I got some calendars, and tomorrow night I might have some other stuff that I'm going to probably sell that will be ways to help me. Because, yes, I haven't been asking for donations, but you can always do that still and everything. So anybody have anything else to say up on the phone line? We got 3 minutes.
I do. I'd like to say that I am so thankful that I came across you guys, and I stumbled across you guys, obviously, through another show. And I have felt so welcomed and just so loved and just, so comfortable. And, whatever it is that makes all of us happy, but I really just like, let's keep it going and the more positive out there that we have, the more positive we are inside. So, I'm all down for it, Ron. I'm all down for it with everybody, and I really want to thank you just for being there and having this.
Aw. That was sweet, Jill.
Thank you. All right, now let's fucking rock and roll.
Well,
Terry,
No, I'm good.
No, Paul, you go.
All I was going to mention is, as you probably may guess, your sweet and kind words rendered Ron speechless, so I'm thinking he was getting a little choked up, just to let you know how much he appreciates those kind words, Michelle. And
aww.
We love having you here with us as well.
Thank you.
Our prayers do go out to Nick, too, who was in the hospital, and I think she's going to have some surgery done. I don't know what the surgery's for. Did Puff say it was for?
She said it was gallbladder.
Gallbladder. So, so make sure we keep her in our prayers. Cherry, you got anything, last words?
Just happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hope you all have had a great day. Do want to keep Nikki in our prayers. Happy birthday, Missy, if you happen to listen to this. And hope everyone has a great night. Love you guys.
Can I just because you mentioned Nikki, I would like people who are friends on Facebook with Vicky to pop in and chat with her because she's still in rehab. And we are her outside world, and she would really appreciate any postings there.
Yeah, we should say hi to Vicky, too.
Ben, you got any last words?
No, I'm I gotta go outside the tow trucks here now, so
that's a great last
Ben, you
word.
Really did have
it. But happy Valentine's Day, all, and I hope everyone had an awesome V-Day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.
And yes,
take care,
we will be having a tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Wednesday at 10 o'clock, too. Just remind you all, it will be at 10 o'clock. It will be with Coach Wade and maybe some other Survivor people. So we're going to do it. Talk to you all. I love when I get cut off. Bye, y'all.
Is that it? We're done?
Yeah, but don't say nothing bad if you want to. But, you know, really, guys, I mean, Michelle, I wanted to say this, and I didn't want to take up the time during the regular, but if somebody listens to this part, it's okay. But I do appreciate that you started to come to the show. You've kind of brought a little excitement to the show as much as I don't know how to say it. You brought a little bit more spunk to the show, and I like that, and I appreciate it. And I'm glad you found us, too.
Thanks. I'm really happy. I mean, I just love, you know, being able to, like, let the leash off and get a little crazy and everyone have a good time with it and nothing, like, you know, negative out of it at all. It's all good.
Yeah, I feel like this... Now, we've had our drama, but I do feel like that's one thing I feel like I tried to keep away from the show, and when drama happens, I either, you know, just stop, you know, associating with a person, or I move on, you know what I mean? And that's one thing I will have to say is that's been a good part about the show, too, I think, is
yeah.
Even though people try to bring drama into my life, yeah, you know, I just, you know how to move on.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let you guys go because I want to watch this new show, Mad Love.
Okay.
So,
well, thanks for having
to
me
later.
Tonight on the line. Thanks, you guys.
Night,
bye,
Michelle.
No problem.
Bye, Paul.
Night, Paul.
I'm glad you called in. Bye,
bye,
out.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.